KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Clear skies and 62 degrees in Atlantic at 8 o'clock. We look forward to be sunny today, high around 81. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. The Iowa DOT's Creston Construction Office reports joint replacement work on the east and westbound Interstate 80 bridges in Dallas County over Sugar Creek, the South Raccoon River, and the North Raccoon River east of the junction with U.S. Highway 169 will require nighttime closures with 13-foot lane width restrictions. The restrictions will run from September 21st until November of this year, weather permitting. Traffic patterns will be normal during the daytime hours. The Iowa DOT reminds motorists to drive with caution, obey the posted speed limit and other signs in the work area, and remember that traffic fines for moving violations are at least double in work zones. And as with all work zones, drivers should stay alert, allow ample space between vehicles, and wear seat belts. Also, the latest traveler information is available anytime through the 511 system. Go to 511ia.org on your phone, laptop, computer, whatever, or call 511 within the state of Iowa or 800-288-1047 nationwide. The Creston Police Department says a woman residing in the 100 block of North Sycamore Street reported an incident of theft Monday morning. The woman said sometime between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. Monday, an unknown man entered the garage at her residence and took a camping tent. The loss was estimated at $100. The Iowa Department of Public Health's coronavirus dashboard earlier this morning said there were 302 new positive COVID-19 cases and two deaths that had taken place since 10 a.m. Monday. Officials report 75,069 total cases positive, 54,236 recoveries, and 1,223 deaths since the pandemic began. And 706,022 Iowans have been tested for the virus. There were 2,983 lab results received in the previous day with 274 positive cases. Officials report an 8.6% positivity rate over the last 14 days. Of those who died, 855 had pre-existing conditions, and 651 of the deaths took place at a long-term care facility. Here in the KJAN listing area, Madera and Union counties have one more positive case each of COVID-19. Madera County now has 57, Union County 105, and Guthrie County has two more cases for a total of 203. You can see all the rest of the counties in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Now, across the state, hospitalizations are up 12 to 284. The number of patients with COVID-19 who are in an ICU is 71. That's one less than yesterday. 36 people were admitted to a hospital with symptoms of the virus, and 29 patients are on ventilators. In western and southwest Iowa, hospitals report two less patients are hospitalized for a total now of 11. One more person was placed in an ICU for a total of 6. No people were admitted to a hospital, and one person remains on a ventilator. There are two more long-term care facility outbreaks across the state at 36, with 865 patients and staff at those facilities testing positive. 396 have recovered from the virus. A spring tradition at the three state universities is falling victim to the pandemic. The University of Iowa and University of Northern Iowa and ISU have each announced plans to shift their spring semester calendars to start later than originally planned. The move includes canceling spring break to try and minimize concerns about students returning to campus and spreading COVID-19. The administrators at the schools in Ames, Iowa City, and Cedar Falls say they're planning to hold a mix of virtual and in-person classes in the spring. UNI and ISU altered their fall calendars to end the fall semester the day before Thanksgiving so students would not have to go home and come back to campus again. The University of Iowa is using a regular fall calendar but is switching to all online classes after Thanksgiving. The state program that allows parents and students to save for college is expanding ways that money can be used. State Treasurer Michael Fitzgerald says one change now allows College Savings Iowa funds to be used for qualified apprenticeship programs.
You can use that money to pay for the supplies and tuition and stuff you need to do an apprenticeship program. So we think it makes the program a whole lot better.
Fitzgerald says the change involving apprenticeship programs acknowledges the need for people to fill the jobs.
Electricians and carpenters and bricklayers and all those valuable professions that we need that are great jobs. But these apprenticeships sometimes cost them money for even tuition. But, they may have to buy special tools and things like that. Now that's covered by College Savings Iowa.
The money put into the program had previously been restricted to qualified expenses for a student in college. Another change allows the money to pay off past college expenses.
Families can use $10,000 of money if they don't use it to go through college or whatever. They can use it to pay off college debt, because we know college debt's a big problem out there. So you can use up to $10,000 for one child's college debt.
The money put into College Savings Iowa can grow and provides a tax break when it is used.
Each individual, mom and dad, you can deduct up to $3,439 of the money you put into one child's College Savings Iowa account. And on top of that, it will grow tax-free from the federal government and the state government.
To learn more about College Savings Iowa, you can call 1-888-672-9116 or on the web at collegesavingsiowa.com. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, in partnership with the Atlantic Community Promotion Commission, is hosting a drive-in movie experience on Saturday, September 26th, 1 week from this Saturday. The drive-in movie will be at the Atlantic High School parking lot beginning at around 8:30 p.m. with a showing of The Little Rascals 1994 version. Cars may begin parking at 7 p.m., and in the past, a 60-foot-long screen has been used. Well, this time, a 75-foot-long screen will be used with a high-definition projector. Entry to the movie is $20 per vehicle if purchased before the event, $30 the day of the show. Tickets can be purchased in advance at www.atlanticiowa.com. Now, in consultation with Cass County Public Health to ensure all safety measures are met, individuals are not allowed to leave their vehicles unless it's to use the restroom, but they may sit in the back of vehicles and beds of trucks with individuals from the same household. Outside seating will not be allowed. Concessions will not be available, and a porta potty and hand washing station will be in the parking lot. The chamber has partnered with Atlas Atlantic Cinema for a pop-up popcorn event. Prior to the movie, you can visit Atlas Atlantic Cinema's Facebook page for more information and pricing of the concessions that they will be providing curbside. Officials of the city of Glenwood yesterday said the Glenwood Homecoming Parade will be held September 25th at 1:30 p.m. The parade will begin at 3rd and Vine Streets and head south on Vine to Tyson Street. Various pickup points will be relayed to parents involved in the parade by the school messenger. Lineup for the parade will be on Vine Street, 3rd Street, and North Chestnut in Glenwood. The roads will begin to be closed at noon on that day in the area of the lineup, and all parade routes, roads will be closed by 1 p.m. Now, in order for the tradition to continue, the altered route, officials say, will have several hand sanitation stations available. Parade participants will wear masks. Spectators are expected to wear masks. And informational posters will be visible, and markings will be put on streets and sidewalks to help with social distancing. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.